Welcome to Episode 1, Season 1 of the Dr. Karina Smith Podcast. Conversations about yin yoga and Chinese medicine.
Hi there. My name's Karina and welcome to this podcast. This is a platform where I intend on bringing you lots of really interesting topical discussions about my two favorite loves, my two worlds, which happen to be yin yoga and Chinese medicine. What a beautiful combination, I can hear you saying. I started teaching yin yoga first, and then the Chinese medicine came later. What a beautiful combination of worlds. On this podcast, I hope to bring to your ears some really great discussions and things that are relevant for the way that we are either teaching yin yoga at the moment, things to think about in our teaching, or just some of the things we really love about the practice, as well as hopefully getting some really great teachers of yin yoga on here to talk about how they hold space and how they bring that practice forward for their students. And then also, I aim to bring lots of interesting topics and conversations about Chinese medicine as well. I've recently finished my TCM studies at Southern School of Natural Therapies, which is in Melbourne, Australia. I graduated at the end of 2019 and am fairly new to the game in terms of being an acupuncturist and a herbalist. But in my very early career so far, I've come across lots of amazing practitioners, and there's so many wonderful people in this community that I also hope to bring to you some very amazing minds to have conversations with, to inspire you, to support you if you're also a practitioner, and just to get you thinking about different ways to consider your health, your body, different people that you might seek out for particular things that are going on for you if you happen to be local. And then also how to bring these two worlds together. How well does yin yoga and Chinese medicine sit together? Are there places where they are very much in alignment? Are there places where they don't work that well? What are some of the ways in which we could be a little more mindful about how we talk about Chinese medicine in our yin yoga classes, if indeed that's something that we resonate with? I've been teaching yin yoga now, I think since, must have been about 2014. And from the very first class that I taught, I knew, oh, this is for me. This is definitely where I want to be and what I want to focus on. At that time, I was feeling pretty tired, and I've definitely come from a place where I've pushed myself hard and always thought that more was more. So I always thought that to get the most out of something, you really almost had to wreck yourself doing it. And yin completely teaches you, no, that's not how you have to do it. Here is another way. And so I started teaching yin yoga in Melbourne. And then pretty soon, all the other styles of yoga that I was teaching just fell away. They were fun to teach. I enjoyed teaching them, but they just didn't really speak to my heart the same way that yin yoga did. And then I began studying Chinese medicine in 2015. So it just felt like a really good marriage to focus specifically on yin. And it might have been, let's say, 2018 that I decided as a yoga teacher that I was only going to teach yin. That was it. There was enough yin on schedules in Melbourne that it felt fine to be able to do that, which is really great. A lot of yoga teachers have to teach everything to be flexible and be able to teach enough to make an income, to make a living from their teaching. So it felt really cool to be able to go, no, I'm just going to be niche. I'm just going to specialize in yin yoga. And it didn't take long after that for me to get really curious and seek out the things that I didn't quite understand. So I went overseas and I did one training with Paul Grilley and I did one training with Bernie Clark. And that really satisfied a lot of questions that I had. And interestingly enough, that was very early in my Chinese medicine degree. There were things that were on offer in Bernie Clark's training that weren't actually being taught at my acupuncture school. So I found that incredibly fascinating. I was like, oh, that explains that. Like, oh, just things that he had talked about in terms of what a meridian actually was from a more quantifiable scientific perspective, that they are these lines of low resistance in the body. A penny really dropped when I got that information. And then after I'd taken this trawling net overseas and tried to get a lot of extra information so that I could fill in those gaps, I began to craft my own yin yoga teacher training. Up until that point, I'd been very blessed to be part of a lecturing team at the Australian Yoga Academy in Melbourne, where I'd been lecturing in some of the things we had on offer for the students there that were doing their yoga teacher training. And as I began to specialize more in yin yoga, I realized I've got enough here to cultivate a 50-hour training of my own, and graciously was teaching that at the Australian Yoga Academy, but then started to teach it independently as well, which has been such a journey. And every single time I've offered that training, I just keep learning more and more about different experiences that come up in people's bodies, different kinds of feedback they get, different postures that people love and why, and different postures that people really don't love and why. And maybe it's the same for you if you're a yin yoga teacher listening to this. The more classes you teach and the more experience you get of observing what comes up for people, the bigger the database is that you're creating in terms of how you might troubleshoot things. For example, if you've noticed that in every single class, there's one or two people that seem to come up against obstacles when we do dragonfly, or they seem to come up against obstacles when we do butterfly, you know that that's a possibility. And then if you've got a couple of things that might have worked for those people, you become more and more confident that you've got things to offer people that will come up in your future classes that may also struggle in those postures. And so as all of that was developing and ticking along, I was moving through the rest of my Chinese medicine degree. So sometimes it felt a little bit like I was growing two orchards. And sometimes I was able to head over to one orchard and water it and fertilize it and give it all the love and TLC that it deserved. And the other orchard was getting a little dry. So you've got to go over to this other orchard and focus on that for a little while. Definitely the last year of my studies felt like I could only take care of the school orchard, getting through that degree before you're then able to start figuring out, how do I want to practice and how do I make sure there's time in my schedule for self-care, most importantly. And now, now that I'm out the other side, I feel a little bit more healed and balanced after finishing school. It now feels like a great time to be able to nourish both of those orchards at the same time and find a place such as this podcast to shine some light on both of them. So I really look forward to how I might be able to help you to open your mind, to consider different things in your practice, to inspire new ideas in you, to continuously help you fall back in love with the practice and reconnect with your body, and to also be inspired on how Chinese medicine can influence yin yoga, and also all of the offerings that are in Chinese medicine for your own health, for the health of your clinic, potentially, and for the health of your clients. And that's what I hope to bring. So I'm really excited about the plethora of great topics and great guests that I have lined up for you in this season. And I thank you so much for listening thus far. There is so much more to come. Welcome to this podcast.
To view the show notes from this episode and to subscribe, visit drkarinasmith.com/podcast. And don't forget to check out Karina's online courses at drkarinasmith.com/courses and use promo code SAVE10 to get 10% off.